We welcome in Todd Collins on the Morning Kickstart. Todd, how are you?
Hey, Brandon. Good to see you,
buddy. Oh, there we go. Hey.
Hey, good to hear
now
you
you're
too.
Here. Hey.
Hey. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
We just played a little bit of your bit from the Farmer Wave Week videos, which if people know and they follow online, the Farmer Wave Week was started when?
2014.
Okay.
Now, it had been an idea for many years. And just a quick background on it, I lived in Wisconsin for about 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
And I attempted to do the Farmer Wave up there, but I would never get response back. And the Farmer Wave is just waving to someone as you pass by them in your vehicle.
Yeah, it can be, your pointer finger. It can be your pointer finger and your middle finger.
Hopefully
it's not just your middle finger, your whole hand.
Everyone loves that joke, yeah?
Yes, I'm sure you've never heard that before when it comes to the Farmer Wave.
No, I haven't. But I noticed as I would come back to Iowa from Wisconsin, I'd start to do the wave more and more people would start to wave back. So
yep.
I know it's not exclusively an Iowa thing, but it definitely feels to
like
me
an Iowa thing.
Like an Iowa thing. Yep. Being born and raised here in Iowa, growing up on a farm over in Carroll, like that was it. That was the Farmer mm-hmm. Wave, and he did it mm-hmm. to everybody. So it felt very natural and nice to do and to have people reciprocate too.
And people reciprocate more here in Iowa, I feel like,
yes.
than definitely anywhere else.
Yes.
So 7 years ago, almost probably, yeah, at least 7 years ago, right,
mm-hmm.
for you, you went down to the governor's office, and actually now it's an official thing every late October into November, right?
Into November, yeah. Governor Terry Branstad at the time officially proclaimed it Farmer Wave Week, and he prefers, in case you're wondering, he's a one-finger Farmer Waver. I wonder if he's doing that in China. I don't know.
It probably is just a one-finger wave right now over there.
Yeah, that's exactly. And here's the thing. Farmer Wave, social distancing before social distancing was cool.
That's true.
Right? We're doing it from the safety of our vehicles, and we're still being polite and nice and acknowledging people on the road, but we're doing it a safe distance.
Yeah, we're respecting the bubble.
Right, right.
So the reason I wanted to bring you in here, obviously, Farmer Wave Week is a very cool thing to me to kind of celebrate agriculture, and that's what we're doing here at Kix 101.1 this week, celebrating agriculture during Ag Week, and that's just one of the many aspects or the unique nuances of agriculture is like the Farmer Wave, for example. So this week during Ag Week, we've been talking everybody from Cole the Corn Star to Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield talking about ag-related issues. We'll talk to our local FSA office later this week. But you grew up in agriculture yourself mm-hmm. over in Western Iowa. So what's this week mean to you?
Here's the thing. People, farming gets a, if you're not, let me back up here. If you're from a big city, you don't think twice about farming.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't. You think old hicks and you think the worst things. But farmers are in all of our listing area. That the area that we cover here on Kix 101.1 is the lifeblood
mm-hmm.
of not just Iowa but the entire nation. And growing up on a farm and seeing my dad work so hard at it. Now my brother's taken over the family farm and he works so hard at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's turbulent times right now too. Not with just the COVID-19 thing going on, but you know, years ago we saw the big high with corn prices and everyone was like, yes, finally the farmer's getting a little break here. And then of course now we've seen corn prices come down and soybeans mm-hmm. down a little bit. So it's a gamble for farmers. You don't see a lot of family farms out there anymore. And it's important that we keep those because that's a big part of our economy. It's those local farmers who are pumping a lot of local dollars into the economy, whether it be a new pickup truck, whether it be the implements, they're buying new farm equipment, remodeling their kitchens,
mm-hmm.
Doing whatever. That's a lot of local money, and those farmers are vital not just to feed us, but also to pump money into that local economy, too.
Well, and sometimes I don't think people grasp the entire concept of farming because I grew up in Northwest Iowa for many years and was around a family farm and things of that nature as well. But I mean, agriculture not only spans from, you know, pigs and cattle and dairy and things of that nature, but the soybeans and the corn, but then it expands to the equipment manufacturers mm-hmm. and the seed distributors. And I mean, there's just so many different avenues that agriculture covers. It's literally one of the biggest, I guess, sectors in America.
And I'll go back to, in fact, we had this conversation, I think, with Cole yesterday when he was in Cole the Corn Star,
mm-hmm.
Talking a little bit about his dad learning how to film and stuff like that, you know? That's the thing. And I'm going to go back to my comment earlier saying, oh, a bunch of hicks, you know, who farm and stuff. some of the smartest guys you're going to meet are farmers because the technology that they use now,
and
if you want to talk about a booming industry, it's the technology industry in farming with the GPS and all the equipment. Drones are used now in farming. All the software that is used in farming to track rainfall and to track moisture in the ground, to track everything. The amount of technology that's in farming now is leaps and bounds of where it was even 10 years ago. Like if my dad were still alive and he saw the stuff that was going on today, it would probably blow his mind. You know, it just absolutely blow his mind. So some of the smartest guys you're ever going to meet are farmers with technological advancements.
Well, I think that's helped the modern day farmer as well too, being able to have access to see the latest markets or to see the latest weather, and it impacts their lives on a daily basis in those aspects. The other thing, you know, we're talking about Farmer Wave Week, which is later this year, but we're during Ag Week this week. I wanted to talk to you about the Farmer Wave Week and the inspiration behind getting the video started. And people can hop online to our website, kixweb.com, and our YouTube channel and check out those videos. But what was the funnest aspect of those videos?
Trying to definitively show the different kind of waves. And then after the first year, like, I didn't know this was going to take off into the thing that it took off to be. It was just a silly idea, and then somebody said, oh, hey, Governor Branstad, we should get this proclamation, and then so on and so forth. Then I started getting messages from all over, not just the U.S., but the world, about people and how they did their different waves. So you'll see, and I posted all the Farmer Wave videos in order on our website. You can find them on our Facebook page and Twitter page. And you'll see I show all the different kinds of waves, from the outside wave, from the sorry I missed you wave, to the one finger, the two finger, the whole hand, all of that. And it was really neat just to get connected with everybody around the world who does the farmer wave. The biggest complaint I got was that, you know, Iowa didn't start the farmer wave. From outside states. Well, you know what? We may not have started it, but by golly, we perfected it. That's what we did.
Yeah, that's for sure. Head online to kixweb.com and check out that we're talking Ag Week with Todd Collins here on the Morning Kickstart. Last question for you, Todd. Are there going to be more? There wasn't a video in 2019. You better have one in 2020.
There was not. Just there was a lot going on at that time here at the station. But this year, I've made a promise to myself, and I'll make a promise to everybody. There will be a video this year. And last thing I'll say was I knew I needed to make one this year because months ago, as I'm scrolling through my Facebook feed, I see a meme pop up.
Yeah.
And that meme was my finger. It was my hand. Someone had turned it into a meme. So I knew Farmer Wave had gotten some traction because it had been turned into a meme. So that was the point where I go, well, in 2020, I've got to do a Farmer Wave Week again. Yeah. So,
all right. Well, thanks for stopping by. And of course, thanks for all you do with your Farmer Wave Week.
Hey, and if we weren't social distancing, I would try and start Hug a Farmer Week. And that might come once this is all done, but I think all the farmers would appreciate that.
I think so, too. We all could use a little hug right now. Thanks, Todd.
You bet, buddy.